Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history. Facts are based on research, opinions are my own. Have you heard of Pillar Rock on the Columbia River? If one travels upriver on the Washington side near Altoona, you will see a columnar basalt column in the river with a nav marker on it. Currently, it looks rather unimpressive, but many years ago, it looked much different. Despite its stature, it has some real history. At one time, it stood 80 to 100 feet above the water, depending on the tide and information source. Pillar Rock has long held cultural significance to the indigenous peoples of the Lower Columbia. In the early 1920s, the Army Corps of Engineers blasted the top off Pillar Rock. It was dynamited to make it less of a navigation hazard. In my opinion, they made it smaller, making it harder to see. But in all seriousness, they probably needed to shorten the rock to install navigation marker 17. Today, Pillar Rock stands about 25 feet above the water, about one quarter of its former height. Lewis and Clark camped near Pillar Rock on November 7th of 1805, when the Corps of Discovery thought they had reached the Pacific. They chose well, as the area was a native summer encampment site. Lewis and Clark camped there again about 3 weeks later. They were backtracking along the Washington shore to get to a calm section of the river where they could safely cross. They were headed to what would be their exceedingly wet winter camp, Fort Clatsop. In the 1830s, the Hudson's Bay existed at Pillar Rock during salmon season to preserve salmon and ship it all over the world. Salmon was salted to preserve it. Canned salmon was not a thing yet. In 1866, the Hume brothers, along with Andrew Hapgood, opened the first cannery on the Lower Columbia at Eagle Cliff in Wakayakum County. This marked the start of the salmon canning industry that flourished on the Lower Columbia for the rest of the 1800s before declining in the 20th century. In 1877, John Harrington was reported to have plans to build Pillar Rock Cannery, according to the various local newspapers. Over the years, the cannery had multiple owners, including the New England Fish Company and Del Monte. At the height of operations, the village had about 200 workers, packers, fishermen, and their families. Cannery operations closed in 1945. The old cannery still stands today and can best be seen by boat. The cannery is the last of its kind and stands partially over the water on decaying pilings. It is privately owned and is not open to the public. Salmon can labels were beautiful back in the day. The Pillar Rock brand is no exception. Interestingly, the name Pillar Rock was purchased after the cannery closed, and one can still buy Alaska canned salmon by that name. To see pictures of Pillar Rock and the salmon can labels, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I'll try to end each episode with a quote. If I had a choice between smoked salmon and tinned salmon, I'd have it tinned with vinegar. British Prime Minister Harold Wilson. Well, I don't think he had discovered the smoked salmon from Josephson's in Astoria. That might just change his mind. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for another dose of local history on The History Diva.